Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Great pleasure to have William Mora with us today. We're going to talk, of course, about his wonderful mum, Mirka Mora. How are you, William?
I'm very well, thank you, even though we're in another short lockdown here in Melbourne.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your mum. What would she have made of all this, Mirka?
Well, she would have said, but an artist is always making their work in isolation. She would have been a bit put out that she couldn't go to her favourite restaurants in Swan Street, in Richmond, where we live in Melbourne. But apart from that, she would have said, well, I will just be happy in my studio working, as I do all the time.
Okay, and maybe so should we also be grateful about this.
Absolutely.
The work of your mum is coming once again to Melbourne in a fantastic collection at the Jewish Museum of Australia. Talk to us about it, and what is that collection?
Absolutely. I describe it as a gigantic exhibition in a small museum. Because it's not only her art this time, but it's basically her whole life story. And it also includes a lot of things from her studio. So you see her easel there. They've also created a wonderful soundscape. So in each different room, you hear Mirka's voice talking about her life and her art and her experiences, of course, which are very much related to her Holocaust experiences and being able to escape that horror and find a new country in Australia to make her life in and to create her magnificent works.
Yeah, absolutely. And then talking about the studio, I've been lucky enough to meet her a couple of times in the studio. That was such almost a sacred place for her work. It was the whole environment of Mirka was in that studio in Richmond.
Well, let's ear in on a little secret. I'm sitting in her studio now doing this interview with you.
Okay.
Very, very special. But we've emptied it out and it's now just devoted to showing her work. In fact, when the people removed all her things, they said, this is the contents of 4 3-bedroom houses. So you know what I mean. You've been here, right?
He was rather busy. Let's say he was rather busy.
Very busy, and I always warned people, be careful when you walk through because you'll end up with wet oil paint on the back of your beautiful suit jacket.
I'm sure you're missing her greatly, but seeing her alive through art and an exhibition like this must be very touching for you, especially you specialize as well in your own gallery in some of the works Mirka did as well.
Absolutely. I mean, once she was asked by a young journalist what the secret to being a good artist was, and Mirka said, oh, that's simple. Just make sure very early on in your career you give birth to your own art dealer.
Yeah.
so that is me. But yes, no, you're absolutely right. We're coming in August. It will be 3 years since she's passed away, but she's still very much present through her art. As you say, your art lives on forever, and that's something I think Mirka would have loved and obviously talked about. And she created so many beautiful works. She's left us a magnificent legacy of her artwork. And so it's wonderful to show at the Jewish Museum, which fortunately, given what's going on now, it's actually going to be on, Christoph, for 9 months, which is very rare for a museum to have a show on for such an extended time. So everyone will have an opportunity to visit and get a real insight into Mirka's life.
But it's actually quite interesting that they're doing it for so long because 9 months is it's a whole gestation, I guess. It's a whole birth. But if we just remove that cliche from it, nine months is also the time that it's also proof that the Jewish Museum of Australia is actually giving one of its own a lot of time to display the story, so that the people can meet meet Mirka maybe just beyond the painting that she did.
Absolutely, and there's also a number of videos. There's an hour and a half video Mirka did for the Holocaust inquiry, and there's interviews with other people, and they've got some amazing early 1956 to 1960 home movies, which actually has a wonderful shot of Mirka's first cafe called the Mirka, and they actually you see the Mirka neon sign in Exhibition Street in 1956. So there's it covers a huge. I mean, she arrived here in 1951, so it covers from that moment or even before. It covers her life in Paris as well. There's lots of shots of her on her honeymoon and in the south of France and her grandparents. And I won't give too much away, but there's heaps of her life before she arrived here, and then heaps of material on her life in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then on top of that, you've got some really, really major, probably her most major works are on display in the exhibition as well. So it's a very complicated show in terms of the amount of work that's in there. So I think people will get great pleasure in being able to see all that stuff in the one place together.
Absolutely. It closes on the 19th of December, so we've got time, and I'm sure there will be multiple lockdowns in that space, sadly, but there will be also free time, hopefully. So we've got time to go and see.
I think they will. Yeah, no, I think everyone who wants to see it should have an opportunity to see it. In fact, the wonderful director of the museum, Jessica Bram, recently told me that they've got bookings already well into May.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, all booking online now, of course, and you get your slot and you go in and you enjoy the show.
Absolutely. It was a real pleasure talking to you, William. We can hear the smile on your face when you talk about your mum, still.
How did you know that?
I can hear it. It's my job, you know.
Okay, well done. It's lovely to talk to you, Christophe.
Thank you, William.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Écoutez et donnez-nous votre opinion. Téléchargez l'émission avec l'application SBS Radio. Écoutez en direct ou à la demande. Répondez à nos sondages et laissez-nous un message. Le téléchargement est gratuit dans l'App Store ou sur Google Play.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci ? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.